Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Who is the best matchup? Who is the worst matchup? I mean, it's tough to start guesstimating who can go out and duplicate what either, and this sounds nuts, the Kansas City Chiefs or the Las Vegas Raiders did. But that does seem to be, you know, that, you know, they either have what, Patrick Mahomes or Jarrett Stidham? That sounds nuts, but that's what we're looking like. I am glad, Ray, that they got to play that game with Brock down 2 scores. Like, what's that going to look like when that actually happens? And I don't think it was a great Brock Purdy game. It was a decent Brock Purdy game. He kept his composure, and that guy's got more composure than, you know, most first-round players have, much less seventh-round players. But, you know, on the very next drive, down 2 scores, they answered. McCaffrey dotted the I with a rushing touchdown. Ayuk had that big 16-yard run along the way. Brandon Ayuk might have played his best game of the entire year. And Purdy makes a big throw to Juwan Jennings to get back an awful lot of what was lost when they were looking at a first and nearly 20. That was maybe his biggest throw of the entire game. And look, I'm not even sure if Trent Williams had a bad game, but he had a really bad series in that game for sure. 2 penalties on the drive right before halftime that went nowhere fast. But then the offensive line kept on opening the running lanes all day. And they kept it up when Aaron Banks had to leave. And they didn't allow a sack yet again. I mean, so for a game that had a lot of flaws to it, the Niners still got an awful lot right.
Yeah, I don't subscribe a lot to those PFF grades, but they seem to like the left side of the 49ers offensive line a lot more than they like the right side. So I'm not sure if it was, you know, so much Trent Williams as it was maybe the right side of the line that had a tough day. But I think we have to keep in mind yet again that A, Brock Purdy's a seventh round pick, and B, he's now played another team that's not very good defensively. And the measuring stick for him, whether it's fair or not, is how does he do when the defenses get better? Philadelphia jumps immediately to mind. And I think Dallas, when it's healthy, jumps immediately to mind. And that's going to be the test, you know, because he's been about the same guy in every game. And this is the first time that I think, you know, they've been, you know, they have not provided him with the huge advantage that comes from, you know, a great defense. You know, what he's done basically has been, you know, wrapped around the benefits of Christian McCaffrey. And that doesn't mean that he should be penalized for that, but at some point he's going to face a defense that is stouter than the Raiders or Washington, you know, or the disarray that is Seattle now. And that's when you'll find out whether Brock Purdy's ready for this. Because I think who you play does matter. And so far, he has not been tasked either with having to provide extreme heroics or B, overcome a team that is beating the hell out of them. And I think that's coming at some point. Not this coming week, but you know, once the chips get put in the middle of the table, that's when we'll get to find out whether Brock Purdy's up for this.
Look, the 49ers defense just played its worst game of the season. And for those who want to say, well, the Kansas City game was worse, no, it wasn't. Because Patrick Mahomes does that all the time to anyone. Jarrett Stidham's never done that at any time to anyone. So that was the worst defensive afternoon of the entire year. I'm going to put on the road in air quotes because that wasn't a road game for the 49ers. It might have been on the road, but that was not a home field advantage that the Raiders had, not even close. That place was 80% Niners fans, it looked like on TV anyways. You know, did Brock miss a few reads? He sure did. And this team still won. I mean, that to me, that's a really good place to be operating from. And to see what he looks like when all the chips are stacked against him, you know, let's hope that doesn't happen in the postseason. Let's hope that the Raiders game was as close as that goes. But I'm not betting against him, man. I'm not. And I really do think that Kyle Shanahan he's halfway found his quarterback, dude. I mean, he really has. I mean, it feels like he is more comfortable asking Brock Purdy to take a deeper shot, make a bigger decision. And I do know this, you know, since we're talking so much about Patrick Mahomes, Brock Purdy has turned George Kittle into Travis Kelce. It's been amazing. The awakening of George Kittle since it's been Brock Purdy time has been amazing. Really, really amazing. And this is happening without Debo even out there. They're not even at their full throat yet.
But yesterday, he only had four catches.
Wasn't yesterday.
Sunday.
Shame on you. I love
it. I suck. No, but I mean, it's this is not about Brock Purdy. It's essentially about Christian McCaffrey. He's their offense.
He's extraordinary.
More than anybody else. And that's the thing that I think is the diabolical genius of Kyle Shanahan. As you look at the carnage of NFL quarterbacks this year, and I mean guys who either lost their jobs or gotten hurt, you know, the 49ers are not an extreme case. But the thing that Kyle Shanahan has done has made his offense less quarterback dependent than almost any other team. And that's because he's got a defense that almost always dominates the other team's offense. And he's got in Christian McCaffrey a guy who can make the offense incredibly simple so that Brock Purdy doesn't have to be heroic. All he has to be is not lousy. And, you know, he hasn't been lousy yet, and he gets credit for that, but he hasn't been extraordinary, and and I'm not going to punish him for that either. Kyle Shanahan has made this an offense that doesn't rely on the quarterback, and that might be the future of the NFL because we're seeing now how many teams fall completely apart without their starter.
Christian McCaffrey, 19 carries, 121 yards, a touchdown, 6 catches, 72 more yards receiving, an absolute stud. He was asked about Brock Purdy in the afternoon that he had.
He was great. Not only was he poised, but he took the throwing too and made a couple calls in the huddle and just was very definitive in the way he ran things, and everything was really smooth. And there was a couple things here and there, but you know, not with him, but with you know our team. But once again, it was just a good time to have a game like that, and especially for him to be able to go out there and stay poised and do what he did, and for Ayuk to carry us on that last drive, and it was just fun to be a part of.
Look, it was a fun football game. There was not a lot of defense played on either side by either uniform.
But although the Raiders' defense played according to Hoyle, because that's who they are every week.
Well, yeah, you're right about that. But look, what's amazing is the 49ers have only one more loss than they've had starting quarterbacks this year. That is not how this league is supposed to work. And you might be a little onto something with I don't know if we can call it a diminishing of quarterbacking importance, but the dependency on an offensive line, controlling trenches, running clock, running game, and a couple of, You throw it to me for 5 yards and I can take in another 15 wide receivers, which, by the way, Brandon Ayuk is becoming and is right now. He's Deebo Samuel's a lot of things. I don't know if he's their best wide receiver. I mean, that might seriously be Ayuk at this point. Purdy even talked about this. He says, you just got to go out there and make the right decision. You basically got to run the team like a point guard.
I mean, it just goes back to all the playmakers that we have. It's like guys have to dial things up to stop Christian and then George and then B.A. and then even Juwan and Ray Ray. It's like, man, it's difficult. And so all I have to do is, you know, like I said, trust in Kyle's game plan and just get the balls to those guys. And you saw, you know, you get the ball to a guy like Christian on a screen or whatever, and he goes however far. And same with Ray Ray. So all these guys are playmakers, man. So I just have to do my job and be a point guard and distribute it to the right guy.
You know, like Michael Irvin was saying, there's two things happening now in every single 49ers game. Of course, you want to go out and you want to win the game. That's how this league works. They're looking for a one seed still, but you're also trying to develop a guy to face a speed and level of football that no matter how much regular season success he has had, he has not seen anything like what is waiting for him come postseason play. Speaking of a two seed, Kyle Shanahan had this to say.
I think it's real important. I mean, our first goal is to get in the playoffs, call it the tournament, and once you get there, you always have a chance for your ultimate goal. And everything about once you do get there is positioning yourself the best way you can. And, you know, we don't know until we come in, but them just telling us, being able to tell the team that right now that we have the two seed, if we can take care of business, I know that fires the guys up. And, you know, I think with Philly losing, it sounds like we got a chance at the other one too. So our playoffs have started a long time ago is the way we look at it, and we're going to keep it going.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, you know, he would love to play one fewer game. And he'd like to play one fewer game with Brock Purdy because, you know, that further decreases the chances that he's going to have that bad game against somebody good. Especially if you're the one seed. I mean, who do you come out with? You know, probably the four, if everything plays according to Hoyle. Well, who's the four right now? A very ordinary Tampa team. Which means that they could get to the conference final before they play somebody difficult. And again, it's with Kyle Shanahan, it's about percentages. It's lowering the chances that you run into a team that's better than you are or has things that you can't stop. So, yeah, I can see where he'd consider that important.
Real quick, Robin in San Francisco. Hello, Robin. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to both you and Ray. Two things real quick. It's so funny because I remember a long time ago Kyle was asked, you know, I forgot the situation, what does it take, what does he look for in a quarterback? And he just said, really nothing special, just someone with the IQ to execute the plan. I had the game plan. I was like, whoa. And so now it's interesting to hear Purdy say, you know, I just go out there and make the decisions and execute Kyle's game plan. So I just thought about, oh, I would, you know, that connection there. Second of all, what made me call in was, Ray, you said, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the defenses or the teams or maybe in this game like to run or attack the left, and you don't think that has anything to do with Trent or whatever. And it's interesting because I was listening to Alan Stiles break down Brock Purdy the other day, and he said that he noticed, he was breaking him down to you know, what other teams might notice about his weaknesses. And he said what he noticed about Brock Purdy was that he doesn't like to go to his right, that he doesn't seem to have the arm strength or whatever, but he just noticed that he doesn't like to go to his right. He noticed that those underthrown balls and every instances has been to his right side, and he thinks that defenses will pick up on that, these defensive coordinators. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that. Peace out, you guys. Happy New Year.
If that's true, yeah, defenses will figure that out because it does not take a defensive coordinator very long to spot stuff like that. I mean, I don't know. I haven't noticed it myself, and maybe that's because Stiles is smarter than me. But if it's true, defenses will absolutely force him to go right. And if you force him to go right, and that's a weakness, and I know that when he was at Iowa State, people would complain that his arm strength wasn't up to snuff. If that's true, yeah, the 49ers will have a problem that way.
Meanwhile, Derek Carr. Like, what a terrible way to say goodbye to a guy who, at times, really was the only positive thing the Raiders had going for them, especially when everything was falling apart. I mean, he was put in a bad situation right from the jump with Dennis Allen as his rookie quarterback, and then he got Jack Del Rio, or as his rookie head coach, as he's a quarterback. And then he goes to Jack Del Rio, and then he gets Gruden, who, look, Gruden knew offense, but Gruden also gave him one of the single worst draft classes in NFL history. The guy goes from moving from Oakland to Las Vegas. He is the only, like, tangible credibility that the Niners, the Raiders had when, like, Khalil Mack was getting traded. He helped the team move past, like, the Henry Ruggs vehicular homicide story. He had to deal with everything that was Gruden, everything that was Gruden's exit. He was the only consistently respectable aspect of really the entire franchise. And, you know, at times galactically detached from the reality base that is Raider fans, like half of them turned on him too at the very end, because that's what happens. And having said all the woe is me about Derek Carr's situation and how he was always put behind the eight ball by a team that was, you know, pretty much stunk around him, it was the right decision for the Raiders to say, that'll be enough. I really do believe a fresh start is needed all the way around. And Jared Stidham, I'm not saying is the guy, but boy, he was, look at it this way. There are two quarterbacks who have put three touchdowns on the 49ers defense all year. Patrick Mahomes and Jared Stidham. So the decision to say we're moving on, we're protecting, or we're basically, you know, selling ourselves liability insurance by sitting you down now, Derek, because we can't have an injury make automatic your $40 million that we're owing you next year. It was the right choice. It's a painful choice. It's an inglorious ending to one of the best quarterbacks in the history of that franchise. But the cookie crumbles in nasty fashion sometimes in football.
I'm also not convinced that he's played his last game with the Raiders. Only because Mark Davis is the guy who agitated for this. Vic Tafer wrote a piece in The Athletic last week about it, which was pretty interesting, that he's been down on Carr for a while now.
In a show-it-to-me year, he didn't show it.
Right. He did not. He has not had a good year. There's no question about that. But it's him wanting to get out from underneath the contract. But as we saw with Jimmy Garoppolo, if you don't have a better choice, maybe they come back to him at a greatly reduced price. And if Carr is sincere about all the times he said how if he's not going to play with the Raiders, he'd just as soon play golf, maybe the Raiders come back to him if they can't find a better alternative and say, okay, you can come back, but you're gonna play at $10 million, not $40 million.
If I am Derek Carr's agent, I'm in his ear saying there is probably no one in this league who is due for a fresh start somewhere else more than you. And I wouldn't be giving any hometown discount for any emotions that you might have about this franchise before we find out who else might be interested. Because, the Jets, the Panthers, the Patriots, the Texans, the Colts, the Titans, they all become better football teams with Derek Carr.
There's no question that there's a market for him. All I'm saying is if Carr is that weirdly romantic about this team that, and the other options aren't that much more appealing in terms of money or years, maybe this does happen again. Because, you know, the Garoppolo thing, I think, has opened a lot of eyes to how people make judgments on quarterbacks. And in the disarray that is the position this year, and it is profound disarray, you don't sit there and go, well, maybe I can make this happen with Ryan Tannehill. You're making a sideways choice and you're not better off. So, I mean, without knowing what the day-to-day dynamic of the Raiders in that locker room is, and not knowing how Davante Adams feels about losing one of his friends, because let's face it, Davante Adams is as important to that team as anybody, I'm just leaving the door open for the possibility that the Raiders will have to walk this back, but do it back in a way that will mollify Mark Davis, which is at a much lower number.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.